Hello and welcome back to All Things Sports Podcast. This is your host, Smiley. Now, I do want to go ahead and give thanks to the people that did listen to our first podcast. We did have over 100 people listen to it from my metrics, so I appreciate that very much. Also, I'm just going to go ahead and give a rundown a bit of this past week's games. Now, we did have a lot of crazy games go out there. The Bills got destroyed by the Ravens, 47-3. Right now, with the Bills, it's pretty much if there's a problem at quarterback, Nate Peterman or Allen. They did put Allen at the end, but both seemed didn't seem ready at all. So it's gonna look interesting to see what the Bills do with life after Tyrod Taylor. Now, as well as the Saints and the Bucks, it did have a shootout. It went 48-40. Fitzpatrick blew up. He went 21 for 28 with 417 yards and four touchdowns. Two of those touchdowns by DeSean Jackson. He had 147 receiving yards and 146 for Mike Evans. That was a big fantasy game for those three players. If anybody started Fitzpatrick, you know, that's amazing. Nobody would have ever thought that he would have, you know, tore it up for the first week. But hey, hopefully if he keeps tearing it up, Jameis Winston should be worried. And as well, we did have Pat Mahomes debuted for the Chiefs for his first NFL start. He did go 256 for four touchdowns. Looked very calm under pressure. He looked really, really good. So, you know, huge props to him. And of course, Tyreek Hill blew up as well with a couple of touchdowns. We also had the Jets beat the Lions. Sam Darnold's debut, he went 198 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. And it totally came out to 48-17. The Lions had no answer for the Jets at all. So we look forward and seeing. Hopefully Darnold progresses a lot more. His first pick was a pick six. That's all right. He bounced back. And then we also had the Packers play the Bears. Khalil Mack tore it up very defensively. Rodgers seemed to be out for a bit. Kaiser came in, and the Packers were trailing for a while. And then Aaron Rodgers comes in and basically just brings back the team, and then they end up winning at the end. So huge shout-out for Rodgers. He's actually questionable for Sunday's match against the Vikings. So just monitor that, be day to day with that. Check Twitter, check the NFL.com for any inactives. Because if Rodgers is out, at that point, it'd be very difficult, to see what's going to go on with Kaiser. Now for this week as well, we've got Josh Gordon out with a hamstring injury. For this week, he's just been ruled out. Devonta Freeman is out with a sore knee. He won't be in there with a tilt against the Panthers. Now, for you Tevin Coleman owners, if you guys do own Tevin Coleman, I would suggest he's a start immediate. I myself have him in a PPR league, and I still started him last week, and he gave me like a solid 12 points. So this week, since he's running in at running back today, this week, we'll go ahead and see what's going on. They have not given a date as to how long Freeman's going to be out. They're claiming that his knee is sore, and they'll be monitoring that closely from day to day. But he didn't practice on Thursday at all. Now, Joe Mixon is actually out 2 to 4 weeks. He actually had surgery on his knee. So for you guys that own Joe Mixon, I'm not too sure about Gio Bernard yet. He didn't show a whole lot of, versus the Ravens this past week on Thursday. So we're just going to have to monitor that closely. Now, as far as that goes, we will go ahead and have some more information coming out soon. We do appreciate the people that do tune in for the couple of minutes that we upload this. Of course, if you guys have any questions or concerns, always check the NFL.com or check Twitter for fantasy sports. I know this week is going to be another huge week, and hopefully we don't see any outages for the games, seeing as Hurricane Florence hit the East Coast. So we appreciate everything. Thank you.